Begin the current daf Masechta, the Sukkah daf Mem. We begin 11 lines down for the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion, specifically the Mishnah for the previous daf. And it said that regarding the Shemitah year, there's a difference in halacha regarding the purchasing of the Dal Minim. And that is, one is not allowed to purchase the Estrig from the Amah Oretz. Rather, he has to have it gifted. He has to have it done by Matana. And as the Gemara explained, if the Amah Oretz doesn't want to give it, the ignoramus doesn't want to give it as a gift, so then he has to inflate the price of the Lulav, and thereby he'll cover the Estrig, and that will be given as a gift. Now, the Gemara, the previous, I've explained the reason for this, is that we're concerned if we're going to give the Amah Oretz the monies of that are being transferred from the Kedusha of Shemitah, from the Estrig, which we're purchasing from him, and then he's going to have the money, he might come to hold on to it past the Shemitah year, and we're going to be over on lifting the evil of Sidon Michshel. The Gemara had asked, but what's with Lulav? Why could we purchase Lulav and not the Estrig? Now the Gemara said, because Lulav actually is not, when you're purchasing in the Shemitah year, it's not from the Shemitah year. It's from the sixth year, because by Lulav we go after Chanata, we go after, or as a tree is, when the third of it has blossomed, which is still in the sixth year, because Sukkot is 15 days into the new year. It's on the 15th of Tishrei, and therefore that would only apply to the halachas of, let's say, an Estrig, which goes after the Lakita, as we explained that the Tanav HaMishnah was going according to that Mandi Omer. Now the Gemara continues on that discussion and asks as follows. Now previously we had said, the time of the lulav, the reason why a lulav one is allowed to purchase from Amah Oretz on the year of Shemitah, is because Bar Shishas HaNichnas L'Shvi'ah, so as we just explained, because it's not really 7th year produce, it's really the 6th year, which then goes into the 7th year, because regarding the halachas of Shemitah for a tree, which is what a lulav is, we go after when it's Chanata, which that it had already in the 6th year, whereas although an Estrig also grows on the tree, however, that would go after the Lakita, as we do by Yerakas, for a different reason, as the Gemara explained in the previous daf, because it grows Al Kol Mayim. Now, however, the inference is, Hadishvi is Kaddish. However, the inference is that if it would be, let's say it did grow in the 7th year, it sounds like then it would be have the sanctity of Shemitah, and then it would be forbidden. Now, the difference in halacha would be is that the lulav of the Shemitah year would then have the sanctity of Shemitah, which would apply to it. And what that would mean is that you wouldn't be able to purchase with its monies neither a type of a talis or a cloak or a type of a shirt, because that's the certain criteria that apply to the halachas of Shemitah. You could only use it for things like eating and drinking and anointing, but you can't use it for things like purchasing clothing. Now, on that, so it sounds like from the Gemara, it was only because it's 6th year produce, that's what the Gemara had answered, but it's not 7th year produce. Now the Gemara asks, Amai, why do we say that there is even at all an application of the halachas of Shemitah on the lulav? Eitzim be'almahu, what is a lulav? A lulav is a branch, it's wood from a tree. And wood doesn't have sanctity of the Shemitah year whatsoever. Why did the Gemara have to say that, oh, the reason why lulav is different than Esther, because it's not really Shemitah produce, it's actually 6th year produce. The Gemara is asking, why? Even if it's Shemitah produce, it shouldn't be anything, because even if it's growing in the 7th year, it doesn't have the sanctity of Shemitah, because it's like wood, and wood doesn't have sanctity of Shemitah. And the Prabhupada is the Tanya, like learned the Braisa, that says, Ali Kanim, Ali Gefanim. The leaves of reeds, and the leaves of a grapevine, shegevavan l'chayva, which were gathered to be put in the storehouse, which Rashi explains the term l'chayva is like mechabei, to conceal, to hide, al panei hasada, from amongst the field. So then it depends what your intention was when you were gathering them to put it away in storage. If it was likton l'achila, if it was gathered for consumption, which was to give to the animals to eat, then yesh ben mishum kedusha shvius, then it does have the sanctity of the Shemitah year. Likdan le'etzim, however, if it was gathered to be as wood, as fuel, then ein behem mishum kedusha shvius, so then it doesn't have the sanctity of the Shemitah year. Well, now what's unique about these items that's mentioned in the Braisa are that they could be either one or the other. They could be like food, or they could be like wood, because if it's for consumption purposes, like for animals, then it's like a food. But if it's not, then it's like wood. But be that as it may, we see one thing clear is that wood, when it is, something is wood. Here you can make this as wood, but when it's wood, it doesn't have Shemitah sanctity. And therefore, why did the Gemara have to say that the Shemitah does not apply to lulav is because it's not really 7th year, it's 6th year produce. Even if it's 7th year produce, it's just a piece of wood, and wood wouldn't have an application of the Shemitah sanctity in its first place. So that the Gemara answers now, Shani Hasam, over there, by the case of the firewood that's used as fuel, there is different. The reason why Shemitah sanctity doesn't apply to that is because the Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Mayikra, which starts off by saying, Bahisa Shabbos Haaretz, that the resting of the land will be Lochem for you. Now, when it says Lochem, that sounds like for you, for all your needs, whatever you need it for. However, the next word in the pasuk says, it's for you, la'achla, to eat. Now, what that sounds like is that you can't have just any type of pleasure you want from the produce of the Shemitah year. Rather, it has to be a type of a pleasure which is similar to consumption, which is lechem dumi de la'achla. We have to have a synthesis between these two ideas. On the one hand, it says lechem, whatever you want to use it for, any type of anah, and then yet, but it says la'achla, which sounds like that only for consumption. So we make a comparison that any type of a pleasure that is similar to consumption. What does that mean? Misha na'asla, you'll be uri shava. Anything that has its pleasure simultaneous with its elimination, which is that it happens at the same time. For example, anointing, drinking, lighting of a candle. Now Rashi says it's another drasha could be made, which we'll see that will be actually will hinge a machlekes on this drasha that Gemara is making right now, and that is that the Shemitah sanctity only applies to a type of produce which is fit for these type of pleasures, which is the same way of making the drush in the pasuk of Vahisa Shabbos Haaretz, that the resting of the land will be in something which is lechem la'achla, which means to say that its pleasure could be used for you for consumption. Only there did we say those things are forbidden in the Shemitah sanctity, things which are not lechem la'achla, then they're not going to have, as the Gemara will later on illustrate that. However, they're both coming from the same idea where there has to be a parallel between lechem and la'achla. So Yatsu Eitzim Shanasin Achar Biurin, that excludes firewood because there the pleasure is after that it's already been burnt up. Because there a person bakes with the coals is only after it was already burnt up that wood, then it becomes coals, then they can bake with it. Now, so therefore that's different than the case, whereas by our case of lulav, where the primary pleasure of a lulav is to use for sweeping and cleaning up the house. Where there, when it gets used up, which means to say when it gets ruined, is the time when you're getting pleasure, when you're sweeping, that's when it's getting ruined. Now that's more similar to the hanah of eating. Now, so however, but then there's a case which is in the middle, which you have the alikonim and the aligafonim, where they could be used for both. They could be used for animal food, or it could be used for fuel. Therefore, that's what the Braisa said, it depends on the machshava. If he was gathering it for food, for the animals, then he'll have halacha like food, and therefore will have the Shemitah sanctity. But if you're gathering it for fuel, then he'll have like Eitzim, and therefore won't have the Shemitah sanctity. However, there's no question on what we were interpreting, that there will be a Kedusha of Shemitah on the Lulav, and therefore we have to say that it's not 70 produce, it's 60 produce, because although we said that Eitzim don't have, there's a difference what type of Eitzim. The reason why the Braisa says Eitzim doesn't have is because it was talking about general type of wood, which is used as fuel for baking. There, the Hanah is not going to be the same as the Hanah of Achila, because the Hanah is what's called Achar Biurin. As the Gemara says, Yatsu Eitzim Shanaas and Achar Biurin, there their pleasure is after it was already burnt, which is different than Achila, so you're not going to have Lechem Dumi De Achla, and therefore that's excluded from the Shemitah sanctity. However, for the Lulav, where there, although it's a piece of wood, but it's generally, primarily used for sweeping, where there the hanah comes with when it's getting ruined, which is the act of sweeping, that is the same as la'achla, and therefore it's l'chem dum la'achla, and applies for halacha the Shemitah sanctity. Now, however, based on this, the Gemara asks, but v'ikka eitzim the mashchan, there is also wood of what's called oily wood, where the wood itself can be used to light it as for illumination, like different avukas, different torches that they use. Now, the hanas and the biurin shava, where that type of wood would have the pleasure and its elimination would be happening at the same time. And therefore, essentially, what the Gemara's question is, why didn't we say that there would be another criteria if you gather it for? And that is, why did we say that, oh, if you gather it for wood, regarding the alikam, aligifonim, that then automatically they don't have kedusha shviyas? Wait, depends what type of wood. If you were gathering it for to light it as a candle, to light it as to illuminate, then it should have the Shemitah sanctity, because based on the criteria the Gemara just answered to say why lulav, although it's wood, is different than the wood of gathering, which is generally used as fuel, which, yeah, there the hanah is achah biyurai, but you could have even wood that will have hanah and biyurai shav at the same time, which is when it's lighting up. As the light, as it's being burned, that's creating the illumination. So why did we say that automatically li'etzim makes it that it doesn't have kedusha shviyas if you could have that it's happening at the same time? So Rabba answers that you're right, but stam etzim, that generic firewood that's being used as fuel, they stand to be used as fuel. That's what people use it for. And therefore, generally, they're not meant for illumination. And therefore, it will not have the sanctity of the Shemitah year. Even if someone would actually go ahead and gather it to use it for illumination purposes, it doesn't make a difference. The category of wood is generally used as fuel, not as illumination. And therefore, even if one were to do that, it has already been excluded from the category because this is an object that Hanna'asin comes achar bi'urai. Even if someone's going to have it actually at the same time, it's going to be excluded. And that's why it says if you gather these alikanim, aligifanim for eitzim, it's not going to have the kedusha shvius. Now, however, the Gemara does say what we had assumed up until now, that regarding firewood, that it will not have kedusha shvius because it has the hanna achar bi'urai. The Gemara actually says ve'eitzim lahasaka, this idea about the firewood that we said that if it's used for fuel, where we said the hanna is achar bi'urai, is actually tanoi. It's actually machlokes tanoim if the kedusha of the shemitah sanctity will apply to it or not, because there is a tana that darshins the way we just described, where it has to be lachem, similar to la'achila, which that would exclude any type of pleasure, which comes after it has already been eliminated, as the Gemara had just said. Now, from that drasha, obviously we would be excluding eitzim, because the hanok comes achar bi'urai. However, there is another tana that does not exclude from lachem udumid de la'achla, only something that its pleasure is not equal by all men. Which, for example, as the Gemara will shortly illustrate, malugma, ziluf, afiktoizen, that these things are not by everybody, by the main population, it's just some people that for them it's hana. For them, that's excluded from lechem dumil achal, but not as the previous interpretation had just been said, that has to be at the same time. The time like Linda Bryce, and from this Bryce will come out clearly an illustration of this machloikis. The Bryce says that in meisut and peir shvius, one cannot go ahead and give over, in other words, to utilize the produce of Shemitah, loy lemishra, not for soaking, for example, soaking flax in the wine of Shemitah produce, v'loy lechvusa, and not for washing, to washing one's clothing in the wine of Shemitah produce. Now, because mishra and chvusa, these types of soaking and washing, they're their pleasure, the hana is achar bi'urin, after they're being eliminated. Because from the moment that you soak the garments in, or you soak the flax in the wine, for one moment, so that already ruined the wine, it's already lost. However, the pleasure of one's that he one's getting from the wine of the Shemitah year is only up until when he puts on the garments. So that's hana achar bi'urai, and therefore the Tanna Kamma holds that that is, as we had explained before, holds note that, as the Gemara will shortly explain, like we said before, that's not lechem dumi de la'achla, because hana is coming achar bi'urai. However, Rabbi says meisun. He says that one could give it over and use it for mishra and for chvusa. Now the Gemara will ask and explain each opinion. From that will come out how they have different interpretations in lochem dumi de la'achla, and from that we'll see if we will exclude etzim la'asaka or not. In other words, is that a criteria of hana achar bi'urai as not something that would apply to the kedusha of shvius? So the Gemara begins by asking, my time at the Tanna Kamma, what's the reason of the Tanna Kamma? Why can you not use the Paris of Shemitah year for things like washing or for soaking the flax? Damakra, because it says in the Pasuk, li'achla, what is one allowed to use the Shemitah produce for? For consumption, for eating. V'loy l'mishra, v'loy l'chvusa. However, that doesn't include for soaking and for washing stuff in it. Now, my time of Rabbi Yossi, so what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi that he says that one is allowed to use it for that things? Because he says, amakra l'chem. These are the two words that are near each other in the Pasuk, but the Pasuk says, it's for you. L'chem l'chol tzarchechem, it's you for all your utility. V'afil l'mishra v'lechvusa, even for soaking, even for washing, you can use the Shemitah produce for any type of anoy you're going to have. Now, that the Gemara asks, but the Tanna Kamma k'siv l'chem. What did Tanna Kamma do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yossi just brought? It says l'chem, which sounds like l'chol tzarcheichem, for all your needs, and therefore even l'mishra and l'chvusa. So that the Gemara says, no, ahu l'chem dumi de l'achla. And this is the interpretation we brought in the Gemara before, which is obviously going like the Tanna Kamma, that no, l'chem has to be similar to l'achla, which is mishra na'asa bi'ur shav, is something that its pleasure and its elimination comes at the same time. Yatu mishra v'chvusa, that excludes mishra and chvusa. Again, similar as we had said regarding the eitzim lahasaka, regular firewood, where they're excluded, shana asan achar bi'urin, where there the pleasure only comes after it's eliminated. And that's exactly what happens when you're washing things, that the wine of the produce of the Shemitah is getting ruined right away, versus the pleasure only comes later. That's not included in things that are in la'achla, that you can go ahead and use it. L'chem has to be a similar la'achla, and you can't use the Shemitah produce for that. Now, Rabbi Yossi k'siv la'achla. Now the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk of the Tanna Kamma, which says that it's only for eating, not for l'mishra, not for l'chvusa? So that he says, ha'humi boyle, he needs it to exclude something else. which is la'achla v'loy l'maloygma, for eating and not for a plaster, which is for some type of healing purposes. K'tetan, like we learned the braisa, la'achla v'loy l'maloygma. It says that the purpose that you're allowed to use the utility of the Shemitah produce is for eating, and not for this plaster. Now, ato'im, do you say it's la'achla v'loy l'maloygma, that it's as Rabbi Yossi saying, so maybe it's excluding just eating, like the Tanakhama says, and not for things which are not like eating, as we said, which is it has to be hanos and the biur and shava, which you do not have by washing clothing in it. Now, how do you know that it's like what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that b'loy melugma? Now, from the fact that it says that it's for you, harei lechvus amar, so that says that it's even for washing, because that includes all hanos. Now, so hamanim mikam la'achla, so then what do I use if Lachem is telling you that there are other pleasures, not just eating, which includes l'chvusa and l'mishra, so what do I fulfill with eating? What is that excluding? La'achla b'loy melugma, that's for eating and not for refuah purposes. Now, then the question becomes, ma re'isa, what are you, which is really the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, to see l'rabas l'chvusa l'hoitzes melugma? Why are we including? We have this Lachem, which is inclusive. We have la'achla, which is exclusive. Now, why are we including washing clothing and excluding melugma, which is for some type of healing things? Why is it any different? Lachem should be similar to la'achla, as the Tanakhama's opinion is, which is has to be hanosin and biurin shava, which you do not have, not only just with melugma, you don't have it with chfusa, you don't have it with etzel lahasaka. So why does Rabbi Yossi include those things? That the Gemara continues on the base, that marba anias achfusa, I'd rather include things that are going to, you're going to wash your clothing in this wine of the Shemitah year, because that's something that everybody needs. Everybody has to wash their clothing. Now, so that's similar to eating, which is sheshava b'chol adam. That's something that's equal by all men. Everyone washes their clothing. And therefore, that is what I would include when it says l'cham. U'maytzias melugma, however, I would exclude melugma because not everybody is sick, and therefore she'ena shava b'chol adam, and therefore it's not similar by every single person, and therefore that is what la'achl is going to be excluding, because it's not similar to every person. Now, this is the Machloekes Tanoim that we mentioned, is what actually they're arguing about, if Eitzel Lahasaka, which we had assumed in the Gemara before we introduced this, that would not be included in things that apply to the sanctity of Shemitah. Now, according to Rabbanan, it would not apply the Kedusha of Shviyas only in something that has the Hanah and the Biuri at the same time. As we had explained that drasha before, it says, V'heise Shabbos Aretz, What is the resting of the earth going to be applied by? By something that's lochem, which is similar to la'achla, which that has the hanam b'yirishava, just like when you're eating, the pleasure comes at the same time when it's being eliminated. So too, everything which would exclude, as he said, chvusa, mishra, for washing and for soaking, and also for the eitzim la'asaka, which we said that, we quoted that price, so it says that if it's for eitzim, that's not going to be included in Kedusha Shviyas. Whereas Rabbi Yossi makes a drasha not like that. He says, "V'hisa Shabbos Aretz, the resting of that land will be, it'll have the application of something which is lochem, similar to la'achla, which not like because it has to be hana, biur, and shava, but rather that the hana will be equal by all men, just like everybody eats. This lochem has to be something that everybody has that pleasure, and therefore is what he's including. Kvus, Mishra, they are all including Kedusha Shviyas, because they're all in the same thing as La'achal, where it's Hanos and Shavu Chaladam, and therefore that would include Eitzim La'asaka. Eitzim La'asaka would also apply to the Kedushas of Shviyas, just like we said by Kvusa, and they would only exclude things that are Melugma, which are things which are for Refuah. These are things which are not for the main population, because not everybody is sick, and therefore that's the things we're going to be excluding, what you cannot have the Kedusha Shviyas on. However, the Eitzim La'asaka will depend on how you understand the comparison of Lochem, Dumi to La'achla. Is it that it has to be the same as eating, that the Hanah comes the same time as the beer, and therefore that would exclude Eitzim? Or is it like Rabbi Yossi says, that it's you compare Lochem, Dumi to La'achla, just like Achil is for everybody, Shavu L'chol Adam, so to everything that Shavu L'chol Adam, including Kvusa, Mishra, and Eitzim, which everyone uses for fuel, and it would only exclude things which are, and so to speak, fringe, in the sense of that it's not for everybody, like people that are ill, and therefore it would exclude only things like Melugma. Now the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying, Man Tan L'Hod D'Tan Rabban, who is the Tan of the following Braisa, which says la'achlo, when it says in the pasuk that the Shemitah produce, the sanctity is utilized for things that are for consumption, v'loy l'melugma, however not for things like plaster, la'achlo v'loy l'ziluf, it's for eating and not for sprinkling wine around the house to give the house a good aroma, La'achla v'lo lasas memena apiktoizin, that it's for eating purposes and not for something to allow yourself to vomit, to induce vomiting, which is actually the word apiktoizin is a contraction of apiktfeizin, which means to say that to be able to get out the excess food, which if someone eats too much, wants to induce vomiting, so you can't use the Shemitah produce to do that. Now that the Gemara says, come on, so who's the Tana of this Brisa? Must be Kribyasi, must be the Kribyasi that he only excludes when the pleasure is not equal for old people. Here also, these things are things that are not for old people. These are only for people that are either ill or they're what's called an istnis, the very delicate people that need the house to smell just so, and you have to have the wine to sprinkle it, or somebody that's not well and he has to induce vomiting, or it's someone that needs this plaster, this malugma. Di Rabbanan, because if this rice would be going like Rabbanan, ha'ikanami mishachvusa, they would exclude even things that are more primary to people, which are soaking and for washing things, and because they would exclude that too, because that's hanos and achabiyurin. From the fact that that's not excluded, only these items must be zekrabisi, who includes mishachvusa, because he doesn't say the hanos has to be the same time as the biyurai, it just has to be shavu l'chaladim, which these things are not. Nothing more continues with the next discussion, continuing on the theme of our Mishnah, which the beginning of the Gemara on the previous daf started talking about, regarding the sanctity of the Shemitah produce, how that sanctity then gets transferred to monies. So the Gemara brings the following machlokes. Amar Balaza, he says, Ein shvius mischalalas, the Shemitah produce cannot be deconsecrated, that the monies should be able to contract and have the transfer of its sanctity onto monies, ela derech mekach, only through the medium of purchase, where someone sells the produce of the Shemitah to his friend. However, what that excluded is that what's called classic chilul will not work. In other words, if someone says, I want that these Shemitah produce should be mechulal, deconsecrated on these monies, the way generally as one redeems hektish items, that doesn't work with Shemitah produce. That would not be considered at all as a chilul. Rabbi Yechonam, he argues, he says, no, bein derech mekach, bein derech chil, one could be mechal, one could deconsecrate, that should transfer the kedusha of Shemitah onto monies, not just by a purchase, by a sale, but even by doing the classic chil, by saying, I want to transfer the kedusha from the produce to the monies. Now the Gemara discusses both opinions. My time, Rabbi Laza, what's the reason, Rabbi Laza, that he says that it only works through derech mekach? So both of them bring their opinions from Pesukim. So it says the pasuk in Yikra. It says, Bishnas Hayoivil HaZoyser Gemer, on the year of the Jubilee, which is the 50th year, which actually the halacha of Shemitah and Yoivil have the same halachas in most respects, specifically for the halachas of what we're discussing over here regarding the produce, and therefore the Gemara will use it as a comparison of halachas of Shemitah. So it's talking about the halachas of Shemitah, which is included in this year of Yoivil. But Samachlein, it says near that the pasuk, V'chisim Kru Memker, that if one is going to go ahead and make a sale. Now, we do a drasha of smuchin, which means to say when there's two things near each other, we say that will only apply the produce of Shemitah to have a tvisa, to have this transfer of the kedusha of the monies from the produce to the money. That's only going to work if it's derech mekach v'loy derech chil. The reason why it says v'chisim k'memker right next to the halachas of Yovel, which is the same halachas of Shemitah, to say because actually that transfer will only work if it's through a sale, not through chil. Rabbi Yechon, my time. So what's the reason, Rabbi Yechon, that he says that it works bein derech mekach, bein derech chil? So he says the chesiv, because it says in the pasuk before this, he says ki yevil he, because it's yevil, kodesh, it's holy. So he makes the following comparison. He says kodesh can also refer to hektish, and therefore he says ma kodesh. Although the pasuk in the pasuk is talking about yevil, that yevil is holy, but he makes the following halacha. He says ma kodesh, just like regarding hektish, things that are sanctified for hektish purposes, bein derech mekach, bein derech chil, that one could deconsecrate him, whether it's through a purchase or whether it's through deconsecration, as the pasuk in Be'yukach of Zayin says, upada be'erkecha, that you could redeem in its value, be'yosef chamishisa yolam, and you add a fifth on it, so you see that classic chil works, which is just saying, I want to transfer it. And then the pasuk says, ve'im lo yigoyel, if a person will not redeem it, ve'nimka be'erkecha, and it will be sold in its value, you see purchase, you see that also works as a way of deconsecrating, of transferring the kedusha from the item to monies that are being used to purchase it. So av shvius bein derech mekach bein derech chil. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns out the pasuk, is comparing yevil to kodesh, to say just like by kodesh it works in both ways, so too the halachas of yevil and shemitah will work in both ways to be mechaled through the monies of when it's purchased and when you're doing chil. Now, however, the Gemara asks each opinion, what do they do with the other one? Rabbi Yechanan, hi, this drasha of Smuchin that we have, the halachas of Yevil, which is the same as Shemitah, that it's near the pasuk of Kisimkru Memker, when you're going to have a sale, that it's near the halachas of Yevil, my avadle. What does he do with it? In other words, what drasha is going to do with it? He's not making that drasha, it has to be just through a mecher. So that the Gemara says, Miboyle the Kribiyaz Rechanin. And these are for the following halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. The time like learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yechanan says, now this actually brought in much longer length and its full explanation in Masechtas Eich and Naflam Rav Beis. And here it just says it in short, just to bring out one point, that it says, Bo yure'ei kama kasha avka shel Bias. Come and see how harsh is it, just the dust of Shemitah. Now what that means is that something that's not primary to the Isser is called the dust. We find this in many areas of Halacha. For example, Avak Ribis, the dust of lending money on interest. We also find Lashon Hara, Avak Lashon Hara, where what that means is that it's not Lashon Hara, it's not complete Lashon Hara. Rather, it has some aspect of Lashon Hara applied to it, like when Avak, what dust means is something that when one is grinding something, so you have to grind the thing, but then there's dust from the item that comes out, that's what Avak is. So on that, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that, look how harsh is even just the dust of Shemitah, when, in other words, not the primary issue of Shemitah. Because you have Adam, Naisim, Naisim, Mepeir, Shavis. You have somebody that's dealing in business with Shemitah produce, which that's only Avak Shavis. It's only like the dust of Shemitah, because the primary issue of the Shemitah is Lysizra, one's not allowed to plant, Lysizma, one's not allowed to prune the produce. And this of selling is just one of the lower level Isurim. It's like the dust of the Issur of Shemitah. Yet still see how harsh the punishment is. L'saif, Meicher es metatlov es kelev. Ultimately, he's going to have to sell all his movable items and all his vessels because of poverty that's going to come upon him. Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, Bishnas ha-yevil ha-zayis teshuvu ish al-chazasi. In this year of Yevil, each man will return to his inheritance. Now, again, it's talking about the year of Yevil, which is the same halacha as the Shemitah. And if someone transgresses this, it says, V'samachle, it says near that, V'chisimkru memkru la-misecha v'goymen, that if one's going to be selling to his friend, which the pasuk there continues says from his hand, now which that's a reference, what do you sell by hand? That's metatlin. And as the Gemara in Erechin there explains at length, that we see this comparison to make a drush of smuchin, that because of the punishment of Shemitah year, which is what Yevil has the same halacha, one will come to that he's going to have to sell all his movable items to other people. That's what he uses the smichas apsukim for, not to say that it could only have chilah through mekach, but it will say that one that violates Shemitah will have to sell all his movable items to other people. Now the Gemara asks the other way, Rabbi Elazar, hi krad Rabbi Yechanan my avodah, what does he do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yechanan which compared it to kodesh, which is bein mekach and bein chil? So that the Gemara says, Miboy Lelekatan, he needs it, as I said, in the following brisa, which quotes this pasuk and gives a different drasha. It says, ki yevil hi kodesh, because it's yevil, it's holy. Now, it makes the comparison between Yevil and Hekdesh, but a different drasha. Ma kodesh toifes is dama, just like by Hekdesh, that the monies will have the sanctity of the Hekdesh on it, which the pasuk there talks about pediyah, which is redeeming something, where what happens is that this one removes itself from the sanctity of Hekdesh, and this one takes its place, which is that the Hekdesh item becomes chulin, and now the monies take the place and they become Hekdesh. Now, pediya and mechira are both the same thing essentially, which is a sale is that it's leaving one person and it's going to another person. Same thing here is that the monies are going out and taking the place from the one who sold it to the one who's buying it. Now the monies are changing hands and the item is changing too. That's the same that happens with pediya ultimately, is that it's like the same type of transaction as a sale, that the produce, the item that's by Hekdesh is leaving that and it's going to the one who's purchasing it, and then it's going, the monies are taking its place. Now, Av Shviyas Tefesis is the Me'au, where this Bryce is learning, which is how Rabbi Elazar is going to learn this pasuk, this Hekdesh, is that so too Shemitah produce, that the monies are Tefes, they capture the sanctity of the Shemitah itself also. And what that would mean is that now these monies would have the same halachas as Shemitah, which we'd have to purchase it and use it only for things that are la achla, for eating, drinking, anointing oneself. And therefore, it's not a question on each opinion what they do with the other pasuk, or other one's pasuk, they use it for different halachas. Now the Gemara says, Tanika Vasei Rabbi Elazar. We have a brace that says, like Rabbi Elazar, that one could only be mechal through a derech of mekach, through a sale. But Tanika Vasei Rabbi Yechanan, we also have a brace, what's Rabbi Yechanan, that says that it could be done through mekach and through achil, as the Gemara explains. Tanya Gavah said, we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Elazar that it's through Mekech itself. Because the braisa says as follows. Shviyas tefesis as demeah. As we just said before, that Shemitah produce, that when that's transferred, it's being mechulal on monies, the monies then capture the sanctity of Shemitah produce itself. Shnemak, it says in the Pasuk, ki yevel hi, because it's yevel, kodesh tielachem, it should be holy to you. Now again, it makes the comparison between yevel and hekdesh. Ma kodesh tefes is dumb of a asa, just like the hekdesh, where the monies now, they capture the sanctity of the hekdesh and it's forbidden. Av shviz tefes is the mebasur, so too, regarding shemitah produce, when it's then being mechul on monies, the monies now have the kedusha shviz, and it's forbidden to use it for non-shemitah permitted things. Now, however, the braisa continues. However, I would think that we're making a comparison between Yevil and Hekdesh. It would be totally a total comparison. That is, just like the Hekdesh, that the monies take now over the sanctity of Hekdesh. And actually, the item that was before Hekdesh actually is Chul, and it's totally unconsecrated. And I would think that Shemitah produce would have the same thing, that it's a transfer, that this one leaves from the sanctity and becomes chulin, and this one now becomes, takes its place, and therefore that the Shemitah produce actually wouldn't have Shemitah sanctity at all, and you could use it for unconsecrated purposes. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, that no. Tia. The Pasuk says that Kodesh Tia Lachem, it should be for you, and that what that means is Behaviyasate. It should be in its current state, which means that its Kedusha remains with it. And it's not going to be exactly the same as Hekdesh, which it loses that. Here, although Shemitah produce is going to be Kaddish and it's going to pass it on to the money, they're both going to be Kaddish now. They're both going to have the sanctity of Shemitah, both the new monies that was being Mecholon and the item itself will still retain its Kedusha Shviyas. As the Bryce says, Hoketzat, how is this illustrated? Lokach beperi Shviyas, if someone goes and purchases with produce of Shemitah, he goes to the store and he says, look, I have Shemitah produce. I want to purchase bus, I want to purchase meat. So he gives it to the butcher, he gets meat, and he gives him the produce as payment. Now, although, let's say, through Hekdesh, maybe that would be that now one would then transfer the Kedusha, and now the butcher would be getting something that would be chulin because it's having the transfer, versus now the meat that's being purchased would be the Hekdesh. Here it's not like that. Elu ve'elu misbarim b'shviz. Now both of them have to be consumed with the sanctity of Shemitah. What that means is, through in the time of what's called beer, which is there's a certain time limit when one can consume the Shemitah produce, now both of them will have that halacha. However, the Braisa does say, if lokach bebaster dugim, now if he takes that meat which he purchased, which is really one step away from the original Shemitah produce, and he purchases fish with it, in other words, he got meat from the store and says, you know what? I'm going to do barter. I'm not sure meat. Now I want a little fish. So he goes to the fish store and he takes the meat and says, here, let me pay with this meat, which actually has the sanctity of Shemitah with it because it was teifis, the mel, the value of the Shemitah gets transferred onto it. Now he buys fish with it. That, the Braisa says, here it's a little different. Here yatsa buster. Here actually the buster gets deconsecrated. And that is because the monies, when we say damim, we mean to say there's the actual produce itself which grew in Shemitah year, which has Kedusha Shviyas, then whatever that's transferred to is considered damim. It's not really the actual Shemitah produce. It's even if it's an actual produce, but it's just a transfer. It has the value, it has the monetary value of Kedusha Shviyas. That could be deconsecrated and go out totally to Chulin through redemption, which that would be the same as the damim of Hekdesh, because it only says Tia, which says that the original item retains its Kedusha only by the produce itself. However, something that only has the Dumim, the Kedusha's Dumim of Shviyas, if one goes ahead and purchases something else with that, if it gets Mechul on something else, it actually will go out to Chulin. So the Buster actually goes out and becomes Chulin. V'nichnas u'dagim, and now the fish takes its place of the Dumim of Shviyas. Now, lokach b'dagim, if now he has fish and says, you know what? I'm not in the mood of fish anymore. So lokach b'dagim yain, he goes and purchases wine with it. So yatsa dagim. So the fish gets removed from the kedusha shviyas. It goes out to chulin. And v'nichnas yain, and now the wine takes the place. Lokach b'yain shemen. If he goes and purchases with the wine, he purchases oil. So yatsa yain v'nichnas shemen. So the wine goes out and oil takes its place. So the braisa concludes. Haketzas. How do we understand this halacha? So the braisa says achrin achrin nichnas b'shviyas. What it means is that the last one at the end of this whole bartering chain, that will take the place of the Kedusha of Shemitah, which is really what we're saying, the halacha of Tfisas Damim, the what was transferred from the actual original Shemitah produce onto one item, that is what's called Kedusha's Damim. That Kedusha could be transferred, and actually the item that's being transferred will be removed to Chulin, because T is only on the original one. So it keeps on going and going and going till the last one. That is the one that remains with the Kedushas Damim of Kedusha Shvias. Pre-Atzmai, and added to that, the original first pre, the original Shemitah produce, that's also Aser, that's also forbidden to go ahead and use it for unconsecrated purposes. Rather, it retains Aser, Kedusha Shemitah, as we said, because it says, Tiyan. Now, the Gemara concludes the Raya that this Bryce is like Rabbi Elazar. Medigtani lakach lakach, from the fact that the Bryce, when they kept on talking about the transfer of the Kedusha from one to the next, it kept on saying that he purchases with it, he purchases with it. Now, I'm a derech mekachin from this price, you see, obviously, that it's only through purchase, through a sale, that that's how you could transfer, that however, derech illoy, however, by using just verbalization, which would have been much simpler than going to purchase, you just say, oh, I want to be mechal, I want to do that, I want to be consecrate. It didn't say that. Obviously, it's like a Rabbalaza, it's only derech mekachin and not derech illoy. However, there's a Braisa that also supports Rabbi Yechanan that it's both Mekach and Chil. Because the Braisa says, Echad Shvius, Ve'echad Meister Sheni, both Shemitah produce and Meister Sheni, Mischalin, they could be deconsecrated, which Rashi already points out that the term Chil sounds like it means through Pedia, by being Pedia, by redeeming it, which means to say just by verbally transferring one to the other, and it doesn't need Mekach Mempo, it doesn't need a sale, and we're saying that that applies to Shemitah produce too. Now, the Braisa, the Gemara will just quote the entirety of the Braisa, but this is the main proof that we see that Shemitah, which is like Rabbi Yechanan, will apply to Chilul. It doesn't need just Derech Mekach. Now, this, however, there's a Machlokes. The first opinion says that one could be Mechalit, the Shemitah produce, or Maaser Sheni, which is the second tithe one has to take off in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year cycle of Shemitah. It could be mechul. So if let's say one has the Shemitah produce, has a certain sanctity of Shemitah or Maaser Sheni, one could be mechala, deconsecrated onto an animal, a white animal, or a bird, bein chay and bein shchutin, whether it's alive, whether it's slaughtered, divrei meir. And that's the opinion of Remeir. Chacham say, al shchutin mischal, and he says that on only something that was slaughtered, you could deconsecrate the Kedusha onto those animals. But al chay and mischal, however, if it's a live animal, a live bird, you cannot deconsecrate onto that. And he says, because gzeirah shemi gadlum hanadarm, the problem is we're concerned that you might make flocks out of these animals if they're still alive. In other words, you might hold on to them because you want them to have children so you can have this large flock. That means that we're concerned by both Maaser Sheni and Shemitah because, for example, let's say by the halacha of Maaser, the Torah tells us in Dvarim Yudalad, shana shana v'achalta, that you should eat it every single year, the Maaser Sheni. Now, if someone holds on to it past that year, which is the first year and the second year, then there's going to be, even then, there's another deadline of in the third year to eliminate and get rid of all one's Meiser at the end of the third year from his house and to see what's called Vidu Meiser. Now, we're concerned that if we allow you to deconsecrate the Kedusha Meiser Sheni onto these animals, you might hold on to it past that deadline, and therefore we don't let you deconsecrate onto those things because that's forbidden. So too by the halachas of Shemitah, that someone's going to want to have pleasure from it to become wealthy from these things, and the Torah tells us, it's only la'achla, but not la'schar, not for business. Rather, it could only be you have to make it hefker, and you have to eliminate the Shemitah produce by the time that when the produce has already been eliminated for the wild animals. That's what's called the zman bir for the produce, and even for the monetary value of Shemitah produce by the time when there's none out there anymore in the wild. And therefore, we don't allow you, according to the opinion of the Chacham, to deconsecrate it onto these live animals if they're shechted already. So fine, they're slaughtered. You'll eat them and you'll already get rid of it in this proper time. But if they're still alive, then we're concerned you might make a whole flock out of it and you're going to hold on to it. And then you'll be violating both by Shemitah and by Maaser Sheni the deadlines. So though you could have a chil, which this supports Rabbi Yechanan, it doesn't have to be through Mekach HaMemker. However, we have this machlikus regarding if the animals have to be dead, or if they could be dead and alive. Now, Amar Rav, however, Rav qualifies this machlekes, and he says actually that machlekes, this whole machlekes, and we continue on to Memav Amarav, between the Chamim and Reb Meir, is only bischar, only by male animals, where actually by males you can never have this concern about making a flock out of them because males don't have children. And still the Chachamim, they said you can't do it on live animals because they're concerned if we let you do it by males, you might come to deconsecrate the Maaser Sheni and the Shemitah on females. And that's the Machlokes, if that's a problem by males. But however, Av ben Kavis, Divrei HaKol. However, Rava says, regarding female animals, everybody agrees, Ashchutin Meschalin, you could only deconsecrate the Maaser Sheni and the Shemitah produce on if they're slaughtered, al chayin emeschal, but if they're alive, you cannot deconsecrate them. Gizeres shemiyigdal menadurim. And there, everyone, even Ramey, would agree that we are concerned that animals, you're going to hold on to them. You want them to have children, and you're going to hold on to them, and then you're going to violate, you're going to pass by the time limit by both Beshmita and even the 3 years of Meister Sheni. And therefore, even Ramey would agree with Rava says. He says the whole machlokes they had, if you make this gizera or not, is only by males, which is much more of a gezerah. In other words, you have to first say that we're concerned that if we allow you to do it by males, you might do it by females. And then if you're doing it by females, then you might come to hold on to it. That is where the chum were that stringent and said that you can't do it even by males when they're still alive. And Remeir said that that's not a concern. However, by females, everyone would agree that's a concern. But again, this is a support for Rabbi Yechonah, where you see that chil works by the halachas of Shviyas, and it's not like Rabbi Lazarus that said it has to be just by Mekach.